Issa Miknei, now Hafis Kona, regarding the Solis Drachim Lemiutei Mai. These are all details on the wording of the Mishnah. Now comes the Gemara and talks about the Iker Din of the Mishnah, starting with the first of the three Drachim, which is Kesef. So we have the statement B'Kesef. So the Gemara asks, Minala, how do we know that Kesef is a method to affect the Kinyan of Kedusha? Rashi points out, we had already in the beginning of the Gemara, regarding the question of why it says Niknes, the Gemara mentions that there's a mafka for Kinyan Kesef from Kicha Mistei Ephraim. We had different ways, as we saw in the Sugya Daf Gimel, from the Rishonim, different ways to learn what exactly it is that we're getting from Stei Ephraim. Is it that we're learning out the Kinyan Kesef itself? Is it just a question of teaching the word Kicha to be Kesef? But at the end of the day, we would therefore know that, you know, that there's a kinyan of kesef that affects kedushin, that creates the chalosa kedushin. And so the Gemara actually said the kesef minolan gomar kicha kicha misdei Ephraim. So what's happening now? Rashi's bothered by this. Says Rashi, the kesef minolan hacha iker. This is really the headquarters for asking the question. The le'il agav gerara nakit lei. The Gemara mentions a mokah for Kesef, not for the purpose of answering the question of Kesef Minolan, but simply Derech Agav, with Tirutz of Russian Kinyan de Masnisen. In other words, this is not, the earlier was not the question Kesef Minolan, it was a way of getting to an answer of a different question. And this is what we saw in Rashi that Beis Amid Aleph as well, if you remember, if you look at the Rashi back on Beis Amid Aleph, when it says the Kesef Minolan is part of the Gemara's Shaka Vitali, is the Kesef Minolan, says Rashi, the very last Rashi on Beis Amid Aleph. Lav Hacha Kabayla. This is not a question in its own right. The Kesef Minolan. Elul Kaman. That's what we have on Gimel Beis. That's the Gemara that we're reading right now. The Hacha Haimatari's Kamalol Kulnosa. There's a Shaka Vitali regarding the Russian Niknes. And the Gemara is now giving the Teretz why it says Niknes. So the Metaretz is giving all this as part of his answer. Mishmi de Kabayu, Misni Kesef, the Kesef Menaran, da da da. Yafinu le Kaman, da 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 beis, Mikicha, Mikicha, Lashin Kinyan, that's why it says Niknes. As far as why we need both Mikoros, that's in da 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 beis as well, the Gemara is going to discuss. Tosis here references it. Why we have a need for two separate Mikoros for Kinyan Kesef. The Gemara very end of the sugi here, Daud and Beis, is going to say that you need to have both the limud of Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, as well as the limud as we have over here, that the Gemara is going to state Ein Kesef, Avayesh Kesef, Rodanachim. But basically, when you read this Gemara, the Kesef Minolan, so this is the first thing that Rashi is sensitive to. We have the same exact lesson, Kesef Minolan before. What are we asking a question that we already asked? The answer is we never asked the question yet. The Gemara uses those words as part of its answer to a different question. This is the Kavanah of Rashi. It's interesting, though, to note, you saw the Talmud HaRashba, other Rishonim make this point as well, but Talmud HaRashba is saying it on the same issue that Rashi is dealing with, that really the whole Sugis, quote-unquote Sugis HaGemara that we had until now, from the very beginning, Ha'isha Niknes, Maishna Hacha Detani, and so on, all the way until where we're up to, is not really from the Gemara. It's post-Gemara. It got inserted in the Gemara, but it's from later. Who is it from? So first he says it from Rabbi Yehudai Gaon. Yehudai Gaon is one of the early Gaonim. Some say he's the Bahag, others say it's not the Bahag, but certainly one of the Gaonim, Yehudai Gaon. Or he says it was the Savurai, which is right after the Gemara, before the Gaonim. And you find occasionally that things get into the text of the Gemara that are really post-Talmudic. This is more for the Chokrim to deal with. But here and there, the Rishonim make a point and mention this. That it's really a Tashaka V'tai that's worth learning and analyzing, and all the Rishonim, of course, dealt with it. And therefore the question, so to speak, doesn't really start, because the Gemara never asked Kesef Minolan yet. That was all not from the Gemara. Yeah. Rashi doesn't sound that way. Rashi is sensitive to the question and gives an answer. Maybe Rashi assumed it was from the Gemara. I mean, mean, either way, I think it's important to emphasize. I mean, one of the things that Talmud Rashba says is you don't see any Amorayim mentioned. You just have a stretch of Shaka V'Tarya, right? Without any, it's just like Stamma de Gemara. You don't usually find that. Here, the Gemara is going to say Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Krav. That's what you find in the Sugya Gemara. You find names. And here you have a stretch of a daf or so without any names. So that was one of the indications that it wasn't really from the Gemara. It was post-Talmudic from this Savarai, from Yehudai Gon. But I think it's important to take something else away from this, and that is that the if you remember, the Ramban mentioned the question, others, the way the Gemara set up the Shaka V'Tarya before, why the Gemara asked the question in the order that it did. First talks about the word nikneis, then it talks about Ha'isha, could have been the reverse, and the Ramban says, because if you said it the reverse way, then you would have an answer that would answer the other question. Okay, so then it's not fair, so then why are you asking the question in such a way that you have to give a different answer if the other answer would have sufficed for the first question? Do you remember that Ramban? And the Ramban says, yeah, because he wants to bring out the ideas. You got the words of the Ramban, but basically, the point of the Shaka V'Tarya that we have earlier, wherever it was from, the Gemara, after the Gemara, it's not always just about the question per se and the answer per se of whatever question was posed. It's about bringing out certain fundamental yisodos on the inyanim that we're learning. And if you think about it, there were many yisodos that we extracted from that Shaka V'Tarya. The Ge'er Kedushin, certainly, the idea of Kinyan, concept of Kinyan, the Inyan of Bal Korcha, that it can't have a condition of Bal Korcha, and we discussed with that the Inyan of Ketuyu V'Kaddish and the Rashba there, and the issue of Lemiut Imai, and the issues of Benugia Kinyan Chalipin. So a lot of times, Shaka V'Tarya has a whole other level and layer beyond the surface. You read the Gemara, it sounds like a Kasha Teretz, and that's all it is. Sometimes the Kasha V'Teretz is all with a hidden agenda. That is that we want to be able to have a basis for conversation, and the topics of the conversation are relevant, and they're fundamental, and they're important. And so, whether it was the Gemara or not the Gemara, the point is the same. Sometimes within the Gemara you have this idea that the Gemara lays out a Shaka V'Tarya because it wants to bring out the elements that are important for framing the conversation. And that's what really emerges in the first stretch of Gemara. So no one should feel like a Chalisha Sadas, you know, here we spent all these weeks learning Gemara, and maybe it's not the Gemara, you know. I'm not saying anyone thought that way, but like sometimes you could have that kind of feeling. Like it's like a deflating feeling. You come to hear Daf Gimel Beis, and this is really the first Gemara, according to the Rishonim, yeah. No, first of all, it's important in its own right, and whoever it's from, it's Miskadesh, and it's part of the Gemara, and it's great people that are discussing it. But more than that, it's the ideas that emerge from it. Whether or not the Gemara asked those particular questions is not as important. Okay, having said that, again, Rashi didn't go there. Rashi just points out the Gemara said it before as part of an answer to another question, and here we have Talmud Rashba explaining that it wasn't from the Sugya Gemara. So here we have the analysis of the different mission of the Kesef. Question number one, Minolan. How do we know that Isha is Niknes, is Miskadeshes, B'Kesef? Good. Vesu. Now the Gemara is going to send us to a Mishnah in Ksuvis. Haditnan. This that we learned in the Mishnah in Ksuvis in the fourth parak. Ha'av zakai v'bito. B'kidusheha. The father has chusim in his daughter regarding kedushin. But then the Mishnah goes on to enumerate methods of kedushin that the father has chus v'bito in. The Kesef B'Shtar Rabia. Father has chusim in his daughter, B'Nogea Kedushin, in each of the three methods, Kesef Shtar Bia. And now the Gemara poses the question regarding that Mishnah, Minolan D'Nikni B'Kesef, the Kesef D'Avuahu. We have to know how to touch this line of Gemara. The Gemara is asking two additional questions, a total of three, or there's an overlap. No? We have the father is Zakai b'kedushah, the daughter, in three methods, and the Gemara wants to know what? Number one, Minola d'mikne b'kesef. What is that? How do you know that an isha, a girl, who's young with the Sikh, Tana Naira, she's miskadeshes bekesef that's given to the father. How do we know kedusha kesef by a daughter? That's what you could say, maybe, right? And then a second question: in the case of a father and a daughter, we have another angle here, the abizakai, which means he keeps the money. How do we know he keeps the money? So we have what, three questions? We have one question: how do you know kesef by a gedola, by a regular case of a woman not under the jurisdiction of the father? That's our Mishnah. And we have a second question: how do you know kedusha kesef by a bas, a ketana or a naira, that the kesef of the father goes to the father and that affects kedusha on this young daughter? And the third question: how do you know the father keeps the kesef? But l'chayr, that's not how Rashi learned it, and it has to be differently, because the Gemara never actually comes back to answer our question number one separately than question number two. What the Gemara is going to soon say is, what's the limud? Ein kesef, yesh kesef wadan acher. And the Gemara is going to press on, how do you know the father keeps the money? But meanwhile, what's the answer? How do you know kedusha kesef? From this sugya, before you get to stay after. So what's the answer? Kedusha kesef is from ein kesef. No, but ein kesef is discussing a case of a father. So elamai, it's the same halacha. Kedusha kesef works for kedushin. If I know it by the father, I know it by a regular woman too. So the question of menoran, the nikni bekesef, is really a repeat, you could say, of the question that we just posed, menoran. Because it's not like you have a separate marker for the father by kedusha kesef working there, and kedusha kesef working by a gedola. Let's look at the Rashi now. So the Gemara, in other words, it comes out the Gemara is really asking two questions: kedusha kesef, the makor for kedusha kesef, whether by a bas, tana, naira, and also by a gedola. And the second question, by a case of the av, ha'av zakai, that he keeps the kesef. How do you know he keeps the kesef? Has the Gemara know that the av keeps the kesef? Maybe old me, ha'av zakai means that the father is mekabel the kesef. That means that the transaction of kedushin takes place with the father, not with the girl. So the answer is because of the lashon zaka. This is what we're going to now see in the Rashi. In other words, the lashon mishnah is indicating that the father keeps the kesef, not just he's mekabel the kesef. Ha'av zakai, it's a schus. Zak Rashi, and now Rashi is going to work it out for the three methods, at least two of the three. Zak Rashi, ha'av zakai bebito. By the way, that you have to see the Mishnah and you have to see the sugya there. But the Mishnah goes on. This is more just quotes the first sentence of that Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah continues. Ha'av zakai bebito. Rashi says the katnus of the nairus. We're talking about ibito ktana and ibito naira until bagrus. When is bagrus, Rabosai? When is bagrus? 12 and a half. At 12, she's a naira. 6 months later, she's a bulgaris. So ha'av zakai bibito means through the age of 12 and a half. Katnus and nairus. Now naira, of course, is already a gedola for many halachas. But nevertheless, the father continues to have these privileges. Ha'av zakai bibito. Bikidushah. Bikesa bishtar ubibia. And he continues. The Mishnah zakai bimitsiyasa masiyadeha. There's a schus the father has in the mitsiyah. She'll find a mitsiyah. As far as her earnings, ubah faras nidareha, like it says in Parshas Matos, he can be made for nidarim, and goes on, and the Mishnah continues, yeser av habal, and so on. So the Gemara is only interested right now in the first part of this Mishnah, ha'av zakai bebito b'kiddushah, with these three methods, and we're asking, how do you know kesef kiddushin, how do you know the father keeps the kesef? Says Rashi, zakai bebito. Shakesef yeshalo. So Rashi immediately tightens the word. Zakai, bibito, that he keeps the kesef. That he will have, he remains the owner of the kesef. It remains with him. Further, vo mekabel hashtar. Regarding shtar, Rashi leaves it with just the fact he's mekabel the shtar. Maybe what could have Rashi said, l'chora? If you want to be parallel to what we just said by Kesef? Newt, what could you simply suggest? That he gets... that he keeps the paper. The star doesn't have to be worth... The paper doesn't have to be worth anything. Right? We say Kesef is Suri Hanar is Kesef by Gedin, who had in Kedushin. We saw Tosus and Dav Gimel suggest that way even by Kedushin. In a Chinami, but it's typically worth something. And for all you know, it can be worth a lot of money. So there's a schus in that he keeps that. And that's what somebody showed him to say, the Meiri. The Meiri says that. Ha'av zakei bebito, naira, bekidusheho, liyosan shelo, bekesef, ratzalom ishe mekabo kesef kidusheho, vahu shelo, v'chein b'shtar, latzor apitzluchiso. What's the expression? Latzor apitzluchiso? To use as a cork. Expression the Gemara. In other words, whatever the worth of the paper is, let's up itzluchisa. To use to close up his jar with. Tzluchis. Right? Rashi, for some reason, didn't go there. Rashi felt mekabel, he's mekabel the shtar. That's enough to touch the word zakai the shtar. We have to know why Rashi not have to add anything by shtar. What about bia? See, here also Rashi adds an element. V'hu mosra l'biya al karcha l'shem kedushin be'oda naira. What does that mean? The father has rights over his daughter that he can surrender or give her over for kedushay biya. Not kedushay's nurse, of course, but kedushay biya, whether she likes it or not. That's a schus a father has. So there's the kesef, that he keeps the kesef. The shtar, Rashi just simply says he's makabo the shtar. And the bia, he's most well the bia al-kacha. It doesn't seem to have a monetary component by bia. Tosis will bring to the Yishalmi, then maybe there too there's an element of money. Rashi simply says that it's al-kacha. So why did Rashi need to add all these points? You could say the Gemara knew that the father keeps the kesef, so it must be from the... Why couldn't you just say because you share that he's mekabel the kesef? So you say good. You say because it says zakai. Yeah, you delay. What do you want to add here? Yeah.
No, I think Rashi takes away from the lashon of the Meiri. Will run into a problem if it's yisurei anot. Then he can't even.
No. So the answer is in that case there wouldn't be the schusim. It doesn't mean that every case that you can construct there's going to be that nafkamina. But within the method of kedushay shtar, the father has that privilege. If it's not going to add up to anything, so it won't add up. But it does take away that the Lashon HaMishnah can be interpreted as referring to that schus that he has when there is money involved. If there's no money in the paper, so there won't be. But it means it's going on those cases where there is money. Why couldn't that be the meaning of Zakai Bishtar? The fact that it doesn't have to be worth value doesn't mean that the Mishnah can't be referring to those cases where it has value.
Then you'll run into a community.
That's not a problem. You're saying you run into a problem in that case. It won't be a problem. The Mishnah means...
Only some cases?
Yeah. Not some cases, a lot of cases. Why not?
Well, then the Mishnah not going to tell you what you can, what the role
is. No, because you have to know. In all of those cases where the shtar has the paper's value, who gets to keep the paper? Who gets to have... Where does the value go? Av zakai the shtar. Why are you assuming that the Mishnah has to be interpreted only because that case exists every single time?
Because Rashi's Lashon is even with the Yisurei Anot. It says Mekabel.
No.
Even if Yisurei Anot, the source is that he's Mekabel something.
What does it mean? According to Rashi, what's
his... He doesn't have to use it for anything,
Rashi says. Let's go slow. What does it mean? He's a Zakai Bishtar. According to Rashi, what did it mean?
He's
meaning the very fact that he's Mekabel Bishtar. That's called Schus.
He's the Baal of it. Okay.
But by Kesef, Rashi didn't stop with that. Why couldn't that be? So then, if you see the word Zakai,
not by Kesef. So there's not going to be a case where he
because Kesef always has value. But if you see that the word Zakai can make sense even when there is no net monetary benefit accruing. But just the fact that you're the privilege of accepting the shtar can also fit with the word zakai. So then how have you, why do you assume that by kesef, the word zakai also introduces the element of the father keeping the money? Maybe all it means is that the father has the schus to accept the kesef, and with that she becomes mikudeshes. You know what I'm asking you?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I think Rashi is going on. No, the whole schus by the Baal is that he's now the whole
right.
The father,
so then back to the question. So why did Rashi and how did the Gemara know, and therefore how did Rashi know to teach zakai the kesef that the father keeps the kesef? You see, by star, Rashi didn't say that. So Rashi didn't feel it was necessary to say the zakai refers to the schus of mamon that the paper would be worth. Maybe because their paces, it doesn't have to be worth money, whatever it is, but Rashi didn't add that. So what do you see? That the word zakai can be interpreted as the privilege of that you accept the shtar. And with that, she's mekudeshes. The shtar is written to him, he accepts the shtar, and she's mekudeshes. No, if that's true by shtar, so then maybe all means by kesef is nothing more than that, that the father accepts the kesef, and with that, she's mekudeshes. So then where do you see anywhere in the Mishnah that he keeps the kesef?
Have you been kabbal kesef if you're not going to keep it?
Do you see that for Shaka Vitar in the Gemara? Maybe since she's we're going to have to go on in the Gemara. She's the one that's becoming miskadeshes. So the Gemara is going to say, Emel Adida, another line. I mean, even after the Yafusa, the Gemara has to press on this issue.
But then he wouldn't receive it.
Who says? We'll have to see how to learn the sugi later. Who says? A kopanim. Rashi said, "So av zakai bekesef," as meaning the father keeps the kesef. We're noticing that when it comes to shtar, Rashi didn't go on and say something parallel, although Meiri did. That's all. We're just pointing it out. Let's start the Gemara. We just have to point things out. We can't go too. We don't know anything yet. We're just, you know, just teaching the words of the Gemara. We're noticing. One thing, just a second. Niki, 1 second. The shita in Ksuvis. He's seemingly asking the question, not so much between kesef and shtar, but why does Rashi go out of his way to say kesef, zakai the kesef, that he keeps the kesef? The efshad duhachi kesef Rashi b'kedusha b'kesef the kesef kedusha shelo v'lo havisagi the night that have itani be kiddushaha. The hakfar tani be hedya brish kiddushin ha no kiddushin. We already know from Mishnah Kiddushin that there are three methods of kiddushin. So Rashi was bothered by the following question, says the Shita. Why is the Mishnah Ksuvis, okay, Ksuvis is before kiddushin, but everyone's going to learn kiddushin. Stama, you learned it already. We know kiddushin has three methods. So if all the Mishnah wants you to know is that the father is Mekabo the Kesef, and she's Mekudeshes, so if we'll just say Av Zakai B'Kedusheha, and not spell out Kesef Shtar Bia, we can look at Mishnah's Kedushin, and we know there are three methods of Kedushin, Kesef Shtar Bia. So why does it have to spell it out? It must be that there's something additional the Mishnah is telling you. The father gets to keep the kesef. That's what the Shita says. The Akfar Tani Behedi Bish Kedushin Hanok Kedushin. Elmashim Diko Lefugi Beinai Vein Adom Zelazeh. Therefore, Achi Parit Betani Bekesef Shtar Bia. It sounds like he's saying that the fact that the Mishnah enumerates kesef separately and doesn't just rely on Kedusheha must be there's an added Chidushi if the father keeps the kesef. Now, he doesn't go on with Shtar. Let's leave Shtar out. Maybe we'll say like this. So that explains Kesef. What about Bia? So Rashi does give me an added twist here by Bia. Rashi says, Mosel Bial Kochel. So that's what the Mishnah would enumerate Bia as well. We know there's a method called Bia, right? But this is something new, that the father can, against her will, can force her to submit to Kiddushei Bia. So that's an added point. Av Zakai, Rashi didn't need anything more in terms of monetary. Just the fact that he's Moser Abal Koch. Oh, so now you ask, so good, but the Mishtar. Rashi just left it at the fact that he's Makabu the Shtar. So first of all, you see that Rashi didn't see anything in Shtar more than that. Right? But I'll simply answer the following. But if the Mishnah would have left out Shtar, then that would have been misleading. Because that would have been mashma that when it comes to shtar, the father has no shaychus to the condition of the door. The door is not miskadeshes b'shtar, which is clearly not true. You see, if the Mishnah would have said nothing, just said kiddushah, then we would have on our own plugged in all three methods from kiddushah base. And we know that that's kiddushah kesef, kiddushah shtar, kiddushah bia. We know the father is mekabel the kesef, the father is mekabel the shtar, and there could be kiddushah bia. He's mostly all bia, like, see, not al karcha. But so then there'd be no need to spell out kesef shtar bia. The fact that the Mishnah starts spelling out what we know already from Kiddushin, from Mishnah's Kiddushin, indicates that there's an additional Chiddush here, that the father is Zakai in the Kesef Kiddushin. And by Bia, the Chiddush that he can be Moser or Al-Kocha. Now, what was our problem? Rashi, by Shtar Rashi, didn't add anything more such as what the Meiri says, that he can keep the value. No, the answer is because that already, you don't have to add anything. Because the whole problem was, why does Mishnah have to tell me what I know already, that there's a method called Kiddushin, called Kesef, called Shtar, called Bia? So now that I already found Kiddushin in two out of the three, if I would have left out Shtar, I would say, awesome, maybe there's no Kiddushin Shtar by Tana, by Naira, by vis-a-vis the father. Maybe only to her, not to the father. By Naira at least. Or whatever, only a Gdola. So the Mishnah had no choice but to mention Shtar as well. Maybe that would be Miyashiv, Ardiyuk, and Rashi. Once I already have to explain, to reiterate the method of Kesef, the method of Bia, so that already has to say Shtar too. Thinking maybe like that. Well, maybe we'll be able to say more to this, but for now, maybe that could be a thought. What do you say? I'm sorry, Mickey was before. Yeah.
Just a technical question. In the Mishnah, Suvis Rashi, by Bia doesn't say Bakrata.
What does Rashi think? Suvis says see. Rashi says, "Kiddushah the kesef shekesef shkedesh shelo like bayos the shtashim kibo shtar eris and alaris mukudesh as the kabbalah shtar the rashi the most of the biyos shem kiddushin good deal." Rashi doesn't say bakach.
And practically, what does that mean? She could be he could.
She can't protest, right? She can't protest. That's the bias he has over her. She cannot protest. It's only it's biyos shem kiddushin. Yeah, and then it should be Mekudeshes. I mean, that's a good deal. Rashi doesn't say Balkarch. Maybe you'll say, along the lines of what we just said now, Kesef is an added Chidush. Once it says Kesef, it has to say the other two. Not, they shouldn't think that those two don't exist when it comes to the Baal. That the father doesn't have a right to the most, I don't know. There's no Kiddushi Bia by a case of a Tan or Nairashi Yishla'av. Maybe you could say by the other two as well. But I have to find the chidush of Kesef Kiddushes Shelo in the Mishnah. Otherwise, the Gemara couldn't be asking any questions. The fact that the father is Mekabel the Kiddushin, if you're not going to find in that Mishnah an indication that he keeps the Kesef, the Gemara has no basis for Hoshak and Vitari now. So that's why Rashi says it, and Rashi was guided by the Lashon Mishnah. So you said from the word Zakai, and Shita says from the fact that it has to spell out the methods after saying Kiddushah. The only thing is, we notice by Shtar, Rashi leaves out any element of Chiddush beyond simply that he's Mekabel the Shtar. Okay, and Yosef, Avram, everybody else. Yeah. Okay.
How is Bal Karcha an extra Chiddush? Like, what would it be if it wasn't Bal Karcha? What would his Chiddush be then?
Right, it would just be similar to just the fact that it's...
She would have to, it would be her getting married.
Yeah, but you still need his das, that's the point.
That's not a schos.
No. Okay, so then you go back to the Lashon Zakai. It would just mean that the father has to consent. That's what it would mean. But she could protest, she could veto.
They both would have to agree.
Right, but it wouldn't be hard. Her das doesn't create the condition. Her Bal Karcha prevents him from providing his das condition for her Kedusha Bia. And the Chiddush of Bal Karcha means that even though she doesn't want... It still goes forward.
Right,
but it would just mean that he has to have das for such a condition, al yidei bia. Right, that's what it would mean. Yeah.
Just the answer that we
but you're right, it's a good deal. Why doesn't Rashi add about karching in Ksubis? Something to think of that. Avram, yeah.
The answer that we give for Shtar, isn't it a little bit circular also because you only know the kesef and the bia that there's an extra chiddush because. It has to be, and then you see, we're saying now we have two out of three, so the third one. But how do you know those two out of three? Maybe it could have been kesef and shtar.
Yeah, but you have to. So what are you going to say? That he keeps the paper, the shtar, but he doesn't keep the kesef condition?
Well, no, I'm saying.
Yeah, but what's your alternative?
To say that you
have to say pshat in the why the Mishnah repeats the darkei hakidushin. So now.
You can't say kesef and shtar, both of them. Can keep it like an object.
So kesef, that's the point. So kesef means he keeps the kesef. That's
and then also for shtar, he keeps it like a cork. And then the bia is just there because you might have thought maybe.
So you wouldn't know how kark you're saying. So what you're saying, flip shtar and bia. Say shtar is for the chiddush of the cork, keeps it for cork and bia. Okay, so the truth is there may be more to say about shtar. So I hear your point. It's a good hara. Let's see, maybe there's more here to say. But okay. It's a good, I accept your Yeah, maybe from before still, yeah.
If Rashi is working for Moshe and Zakai, then I understand why the kesef belongs to him. But according to the Shita, it's something extra. So by the fact that it's all kesef, it had to be something extra. So who said that? Maybe that's teaching me Baal Karach as well by kesef. And who says that he gets to keep the money? If it's just something extra, then how do you know any more?
So now you have to use your own common sense. What would be the extra chiddush? Rebusa by kesef. So maybe that's more mistava, that it's the not the Baal Karach issue. Like a bia, I don't have anything except to say Baal Karach. Kesef, this is more logical chiddush to bring out of kesef. I think so. Yeah, I could say more, but
according to Rashi, what is the source for shtar and bia?
The shtar by bia, it's affects Baal Karach. He's moser Baal Karach. That's called zakai. Rashi's going to say later. Rashi's going to say later he can get money also for it. Rashi here doesn't say that.
So zakai doesn't mean monetary. It's not like a.
That's
like
correct. It doesn't seem right. Rashi here, at least initially, doesn't mention that as part of the word zakai. That's what Tosfos in the Yerushalmi seems to differ.
So what does it mean? He's like
that's actually a schus mammon. It's a schus. It's considered some kind of a shlita, some kind
he's
of
like
a.
Baal Bas?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just missed this point. What would I'm running the sheet though, if it didn't list all three, it just said
so what it would mean is the fact that the father's makabel the kesef, makabel the shtar, and his das for kedusha bia would be sufficient that she can be mekudeshes with bia, and nothing additional in any of those points. There'd be no chiddush about karcha, couldn't be about karcha, and by the kesef the money wouldn't be his. It's just that he's the one that the trend that he's mekabel the kesef. The kesef gets deposited by him, and then she's mekudeshes. And there's nothing more that you have here. Nothing more as far as the kesef being his. She's miskadeshes. She keeps the kesef. The fact that it has to repeat again after saying b'kedusheha, and we know there's a kedusha kesef from kedushin, from Mishnah's kedushin, must be that there's something near that's telling me that additional chidush. So it's not from the zakah, it's from the repetition of the methods of the kedushin. Again, regarding shtar, doesn't seem to have anything additional, but I said it could be that if you left it out, you wouldn't realize that there's such a thing as kedusha shtar, because you're mentioning everything but shtar. Okay, there's more to say, so we have to go on. Isaac, your last word, then we go on. Hold your questions, everybody else. Yeah?
Just on making a note of the questions, if in Rashi Ksuvas it doesn't have to do with Baal Karach, then what else could be the schus that the father is getting.
So right, the schus would be, again, like just like by shtar. What's the schus by shtar? If you don't say the paper, what's the schus by shtar? He's the Baal Bas, the shtar goes to him. So the bia means he acquiesces that she should become his kodesh as the bia, and so
by
be
shtar,
it.
By shtar, he's accepting something. It's coming in his hand. By
bia,
he has
the thing is, by shtar is something more. It's his das, plus it's kabbalah shtar. And here it's simply his. Ultimately, he's the Baal Bas. He's the makna, if you want to put it that way. See exactly what words to use for the fa'av. It's his, right? The transaction of the kedushin is taking place with da'av. Whatever the method might be. But now you don't have to spell out bia. Now those bia is one method of kedushin. So the far zakah b'kedusha. So you tell him, I'm going to kaddish your daughter b'bia, and he says fine, and then she becomes a kedusha.
And that small amount is
yeah, because that's the point. Zakah b'kedusha. Yeah, because you make he's the one to deal with. He's the power broker, if you will. He's the one that you have to deal with.
That could work now kesef's not as much.
I'm saying, if you didn't say the word kesef according to the Shita, then that's what you would say. That the kesef goes to him, the maisa kinyan of kedusha kesef is done with the father, and she's mekudeshes. Where the kesef ends up, we're not discussing. So again, this is a Pesach to the sugi here. We obviously see in the Mishnah somewhere, and Rashi explains it already in the words of the Kesef, that the halacha is that the Kesef stays by the father. And now, and so the Gemara now quotes the Mishnah and says what? So the words of the Gemara are, Minala de nikne be kesef, the kesef davogu. Now reading the words of the Gemara, how would you teach? Minala de nikne be kesef, in what case? In what case? When you read the Gemara before looking at Rashi, how did you teach those words? Minam nikne be kesef, in what case?
Regular
Kedushin. Regular Kedushin or Kedushin of the case in the Mishnah and Ksuvos? When you read the Gemara quotes the Mishnah and Ksuvos, Hadatnan, and then the Gemara says on that, Minala de nikne be kesef, the kesef davogu. So in the case of the Av, in other words, case of Bito Ktana, Bito Naira, a girl till 12 and a half, it says over there, it's Mikne B'Kesef, because it says Hizatai B'Kesef, so obviously it's Mikne B'Kesef. How do you know that such a girl is Mikne B'Kesef? And how do you know, as indicated by the Lashon HaMishnah, that the father keeps the Kesef? Notice the Lashon of Rashi. The L'chayr of Rashi is not saying that. Look at the next Rashi, or the Hemshech of Rashi. But the next Rashi, Minolan, says Rashi. This is on the Minolan of, after quoting the Mishnah Ksuvos. Minolan hanach tarti. How do we know the following two things? Namely, the mikne bekesef kidik tani masnisin, or Minolan sha'av zakai bo kidik tani hasan. No, read the Rashi carefully. What does it sound like from Russian Rashi? No? What does Rashi say? How do we know these two things? The mikne bekesef kidik masnisin. What masnisin? Mr. Kedushin, because he says a minute later, Umanalan Sha'av Zakai Kitani Hassam. The Masnissan is Masnissan Ksubas, what's Hassam? We're there already. We don't have to go there. Kediktani. Pashtus Rashi is saying that the Gemara, when Gemara says, Minalan Dmitri Ketim, was chazering over what it said a minute before. We're not being omed on now specifically Kedushin Kesa by the Av. And that's because, as we remember before, the Kedusha Kesef of the Av and the Kedusha Kesef by a girl who is already older is not a separate limud. Whether you know, when you know one, you know the other. So there's no need for the Gemara to be specifically directing its question to that Mishnah more than our Mishnah. So for Rashi, the Minal Dmitri Kesef is really an echo of what it said a minute before. In other words, there are not three questions here. There are two questions. One, and one repeated, and then two. I think that's what I see in Rashi. Minal and Hanach Tarti, these two things. The Mikne B'Kesef Ketani Masnisin, that's Kedusha that Beis. Or Minal and specifically over there, that Avzakai B'Kesef, Shavzakai B'Kesef Ketani Hasen. When the Gemara is going to bring the Makar from the Yetzach Hinam, so obviously that's going to answer everything. Even though the case over there of Kesef is Kesef by the Av, but if there's, and the Gemara is going to assume that I'm keeping the Kesef, I'm going to ask on that. But meanwhile, how do you know then a Gedola gets Kedusha Kesef? It's not a separate halacha. Whatever, if Kesef is pole Kedushin, then that already is not going to have any basis in Machal between the age of the girl and who the, you know, where the Kesef is going. It's clear Kedusha Kesef is a method of Kedushin. But I'm just pointing out, from the Russian of Rashi, it sounds like the Minalan is directing itself back to our mission. Sounds that way. Either they even ask a question? Yeah?
No, I...
Okay, everyone hear the deal. Okay, so let's see the sugya. We'll have to read this, we'll have to get the whole sugya first, you know, comfortably, just to feel, and get it oriented. Says the Gemara Slalos. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, here it's interesting, Ksuvos Kan Yeshua maybe points this out, there it's Amar Yehuda, right? It doesn't say Amar Rav. Certain shinuyim in the Lashna Gemara, you'll notice it. You go through the sugya. Says the Gemara, Am Rav Yehuda, Am Rav, the Amakra. The Pasuk says in Mishpatim, the Yatsa Chinam Ein Kasef. So there's a redundancy in the Pasuk. So what do we do with this Pasuk? Yatsa Chinam Ein Kasef, Ein Kasef L'Adon Zeh, Avo Yesh Kasef L'Adon Achir. We're talking there about a youngster, a girl, and we're discussing the case where she was sold as a Shifcha, meaning an Amar Ivriya, that is, equipping them an Eved Ivri by a girl, but only at a young age can you have it. If she becomes a Naira, she goes free. That's learned out of the Lashon of the Pasuk of Yetzachinam Ein Kasef. So the fact that it repeats Ein Kasef, there's no need for her to buy herself out. right? In other words, one way that an Eved or an Amma can become free is called Giron Kesef, right? We discussed a little bit in the Sugis and Daf Beis with the Tosis there. Giron Kesef, you can have Kesef, Shava Kesef, where the Eved gives the Adon the money of whatever is left in the terms of his service, Toshesh. In the case of a girl who turns to be a Naira, Yatzachinam in Kesef, there's no need for her to buy her way out. She goes free. But why does it have to say in Kesef? It says Yatzachinam. So here we have the deal. In Kesef Adon Zeh, the Adon that she's now working for doesn't get money. But there's a deal here. But Yesh Kesef Adon Achim. What other Adon could there be for a young girl? The father. The father has a bailus over her. So that means that when she's Yotze from the father's Rishus, so to speak, through Kiddushin, Umaniyuav. Just to get our bearings, the Pasuk in Mishpatim, what does it actually say in the Pasuk? He's talking about a case of an Amma, and the framework is that the father sells his daughter, La'amma, Imukishas Bito La'amma. So now the Adon has the option of transforming, you could say, this transaction that she's a shifcha by him, an amma, into ishus. And what is that called? Yiyud. He can take her as a wife, but he can also have the schus to do it for his son. The pasuk speaks about that. The meaning of no yadena. Now, this woman that initially, or a girl that was initially an amma, with the equivalent of an avdus responsibility, becomes an isha. It becomes ishus. Exactly what made this into ishus? That's a whole tumult that's circulated. Nafyut ches. Exactly where's the kesef, or where's the kedushin happening? What made this into ishus? The original money became retroactively viewed as kesef kedushin, or is it something else? It's the rest of her labor that's transformed. Different shittos also learning later on the sugyas. You get to it, important sugyas. Exactly how yiyud takes place. But that's an option called yiyud, and the pasuk says that if she becomes now his wife through yiyud, so there's now a kiddushin that resulted, he has to treat her like a regular wife, kimishpat habanos yasela, and if he has another wife, he still cannot deprive this wife, who was first an amma, who now became his wife, of the basic obligations of sheksus va'ona. The chi of a sheksus va'ona, in other words, is stated in the context of an amma that became an isha through yiyud, when there was another woman that was also taken in as a wife, that you cannot hold back from giving the amma, who became an isha, her rightful due. That's how the pasuk says. She'erok sisa ba'onasa lo'i. Just have the context. That's how the Torah writes the chiv sheksus ba'ona. In the case of a yiyud, the im shlash elu lo yasera. So here's the shy, what the shlash elu goes on. Either it's going as sheksus ba'ona, or it's going on the different options that he has, as Rashi seems to learn it. Shlosh Eira, if he doesn't, in other words, he doesn't do yud for himself, or he doesn't do yud for his son, or he doesn't give her the option of Giron Kesef, to let her go free through that. Then what? Then there's another type of yitzia. This is how we read the pasuk. Vim shlosh v'yasera. So then there's a new yitzia, the Torah is being marveh, and we're reading into the word. V'yatzachinam en kesef. Dr. Rashi, riba la Yitzia lezu yosef mimash riba la avadim. Avadim meaning which avadim? I think he means, no, I don't think he means Eved Kenani. It could be. Maybe he means Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri doesn't matter how old he is. He stays as an Eved Ivri to whatever terms. Sheish. Umayi ha-yitzia, maybe he can say Kenani too. Umayi ha-yitzia l'lametcha sh'teitza b'simanim. V'tasha imo, I mean Rashi and Chumash, v'tasha imo od ad sh'tavi simanim, v'im igiyu sheishanim kodim v'simanim, v'alamana sh'teitza, because we learned out that it's a hekesh to Ivri, and so on, so you have sheish. So meanwhile, there's a yitzia of simanim nairus. With simanim nairus, that's called simanim. She brings simanim as a naira. So then she leaves in kasef, but it's a shechina. So this is what the Gemara is now learning out. It says chinam. I say in kasef. They tell me in kasef. Go adam zeh. to this adam that she's leaving when she becomes, she's leaving the state of being under the jurisdiction of the shlita of this adam, then there's no kasef. But a girl who's leaving the shlita, the control, the jurisdiction of a different adam, no, who's the other adam? The af. Rashi and Ksubis adds, there's no other adam but that. You can imagine for a girl, what's the other world of someone who has some control over her? That's the af. When she leaves his domain, there is kesef, meaning that the father will get kesef when she's miskadeshes, and that's called yitzia mirshus af. So yisodus here that we're learning. That's called yitzia mirshus af when she becomes miskadeshes. Let's read the Rashi. The yotzachinam zot Rashi gabi omer vriya hayotzeis mirshus adon v'simani nairus umatzi l'michta v'yotzachinam v'lo boi en kesef. When she's leaving this adon, she doesn't. There is no kesef involved. Means she's yotze from the reshus ha'av with kedusha. Rashi and Ksuvis. Yesh kesef adon acher yotze mimerushusa, which is merushusa umanu av she'ein adon. Besides from the person we sold to. Just understand this for a second. Just try to understand. We're calling this a Itziya Mirshus Ha'av. But what just happened? What happened? This what happened? There's Kesef given, and what happens with the Kesef? She becomes what? Miskadeshes, Nairus. That's a Yitzhiya Mirshus Ha'av? Rabosai, ask me a question. When does a Yitzhiya Mirshus Ha'av take place, Rabosai? When? Nisuin. That's in the Mefurash of Mishnah Ksuvis also, later Mishnah, that same Perek and fourth Perek, the Mishnah Dat Memches. La'olam hi Bish, Lashna Mishnah, La'olam hi Birshus Ha'av, Achati Kanes Rishus Ha'bala Nisuin. Rashi says over there, "Shetikrom, shetikanis lechupa l'shein nesuin." So, what does it mean? She's yesh kesef l'adon acher kishiyotza mimenu. A little bit of this is a gear the Gemara Dav Dalim Alaf. You said the whole Gemara. The Gemara is going to ask later. It's not dumya how you see it. But I don't think we have to come on yet to that Gemara. That Gemara is another level of a question. Because the Gemara is going to say the Maskana, Yitzia de Kavasa, Kamenai, it says, well, what do you mean de Kavasa? It's not exactly the same. But even before you get that, I want to Pashup Shad here. The whole basis of the Drasha is we're comparing, we're contrasting this Yitzia to the of Mishas Adon to Yitzia Mishas Av. What Yitzia Mishas Av? The Gemara is going to ask a more subtle, more refined question. It's not exactly Dumi Mishas, yeah, it's good enough. Because, like, in what sense can you even frame this as something to contrast to the case of a girl that's going out to see money nairus? There's yitzia. There's yisod here. I think you have to just articulate it. I'm not yet into the fine print of lo damya hayitzia hayitzia. The Gemara Daf Dalim et Aleph. I want to know what kind of yitzia here. It's clear nesuin is motzi har, not kedushin. Where am I wrong? Is Kedushin Motziyar Mishus Ha'av? Mishnah says, Le'olami Mishus Ha'av Asit Tekanetz Mishus Ha'bal in a suit. So what are you talking about? How are you contrasting? How are you trying to draw a parallel and then draw a contrast between there's an in Kesef when she's Yosef from this Adon, and there is Kesef when she's Yosef. What happened here? What kind of Yitzhiyah? Kedushin. What's the yisod of both sides? Give me in a nutshell. What's the yisod? I think that's you have to spell out here from the sugya.
Well, doesn't the Gemara in Yuchas on the base say that even after Erisin that you say the mochad is because she was Arisha, so he can't. He does leave.
All this could be good Rayasai, good Gemaras. I want to know just the yisod first. I don't want to get too overloaded with Gemaras. Just I think you can many Rayas to the yisod. But what's the yisod itself? In Svar.
Just acknowledge a change in her status. It's not exactly a... you can say it's Yitzia Merishuso, but I don't think that those words have to say 100% legamre.
Okay, good, 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 good.
Rishus, but it's a change in her status from good. Being completely 100% under his Rishus to now there's elements of her own bylaws that are not totally her father.
Well, let's hear different ways to phrase it. Yeah, Noam, Aria?
The question that we're asking is, she's not really Yotzi from the Rishus Bala. In terms of what? Can the father be given over to some other man now?
So that's what you're bringing in. I think these are all indicators of a fundamental yisod. I want to hear the yisod, not rias to the yisod. What's the yisod? What's motzi her? Don't use the word nisuin. What's motzi her? Nisuin is the motzi? What is motzi her? What is it that takes her out of mishus av?
Kenya of the Baal.
The kenyan of the Baal. The entering into mishus av. Now, how does that take place? There's two shalavim, there's two stages. There's kiddushin, but then there's the gemar of the kinyan, of the ishus, there's a kin ishus with kiddushin. But it's not, it hasn't quite fully manifested itself. It doesn't have the full chalos into the nisuin. The nisuin is not a new paradigm. It's like erusin is nothing and nisuin is everything. It's not the pshat. The pshat is that it's the Rishus Habal that's mostly of Rishus Ha'av. It's just that the Rishus Habal takes place through a stage called Erisin, and then the culminating stage called Nisuin. The Nisuin is the culmination of the Kinyan Ishus that took place with Erisin. But when you have the Erisin, that Kinyan has not yet come to fruition, to the complete, I mean, whatever phrase you want to use, but it's the same Kinyan, the Kinyan of the Ishus. The Kinesa Rishus Ha'bal is what's Motziya. What the Mishnah is saying in Ksuvas is that until that Kinyan comes full circle and has now the second stage called Nisuin, then she's still Rishus Ha'av. It's not Motziya completely yet. But what's Motziya is that process. Therefore, it's not like a totally different world. The way I ask you the question, what's going on here? Kesha Yotza Mimena, what's Yotza Mimena? She's totally in Rishus Ha'av. It may be. Halachically, okay, the Gemara's going to get into the fine print. Maybe there's something that she isn't able to say Mishus Ha'av, but what kind of a Yitzhiyah you have to call? Yitzhiyah, it's just, what Yitzhiyah? We know Nisuin is Motziya. No, it's not Nisuin is Motziya. The Knesa Rishus Ha'bal is Motziya. The Knesa Rishus Ha'bal has two stages. The Kinyan is actually the Erisin, but the Kinyan has not been fully expressed. There's a sugya later, the Mordes of Us in Shia the Kinyan, the Gabi Medigar Truma, Chiyas Truma, a few dappins from now. That test, there's a halacha, the notion of Shia the Kinyan, it's like the Kinyan has left over something, so it's not yet complete. That's what you have with Erisin and Nisuin. Nisuin is the fruition of the Kinyan Ishus that takes place with Erisin. And therefore, you can certainly refer to this idea as a yitzia, even if you haven't found yet enough gemina. I think that's clearly pshat in our gemara. The kinyan, the kinesa rishus ha'abal is what's motzi her. Okay, there are technicalities. There's a level that comes subsequent, and that's what brings it all to the fore. But what's bringing to the fore is not just a whole new paradigm. It's really the paradigm that began with the Knesa Rishus Ha'abal of the Kinyan Ishus, which is Erisin. And we should hear very well what we're saying. Well, that's how you have to teach our Gemara. So this is the drush of Yehuda, of Yehuda Marav, that there's a Kesef L'Adon Acher when she's Yotze Rishus Ha'av to go to Rishus Ha'abal, there is Kesef. So now we know Kedusha Kesef. How do we know Kedusha Kesef? By a gedola. That's why I asked you before. This is a case of a katana. How do I know by a gedola that she's miskadeshes b'kesef? The Gemara starts the first menalan of the Gemara, and our Mishnah. Or you brought me as a case of kesef by a yotzia mishus av. How do you know kesef by a regular gedola? when she gets the money? What's the answer? You don't need a new limud. In other words, that much is the same. Kesef is creates kinyan kedushin. If I find it by the case of the bas, it's true by gedola too. That's not something you would differentiate. And the Gemara sees in this drasha also that the father keeps the kesef. Yesh kesef lo adon acher. In other words, there's no kesef to this adam, but the kesef to the other adam, meaning to the father. The father keeps the kesef. Frank the Gemara. Now this is a very, this is a fulcrum in the sugya, this line of the Gemara. In Lamedes. Let's see what the Gemara asks. This and the next kasha. Ve'ema l'dida. Frank the Gemara, but how do you know that the kesef goes to the father? Maybe the kesef goes to her. She's the one that's being miskadeshes. The emel adida. Meaning, but how could you say that? But we just had a drasha. Yesh kesef badanachet. Says Rashi. The emel adida hadi hai kesef. The halok siv ein lo kesef. It doesn't say that the case of the amma, that's yotzeh b'simani nairus, that ein lo kesef. There's no kesef to the adon. If that were what it would say, the teiduk minei, that you could therefore make the inference in kesef l'adon zeh, but there is kesef to the adonacher. Now if it says ein lo kesef, it's ein kesef. Elachidok minat. If all it says ein kesef, then the deal can go so far. Ein kesef be yitzia zu. In this yitzia, there's no kesef. She goes free without any kesef. Aval yesh kesef be yitzia acheres. There is kesef. Ula olam would be dahavi. But really, with the dahavi, the kesef is to her. Rashi and Ksubis, slightly different language. The aim of the dahavi ukra ki asa rashi meinan asa shehi nicknames the bab the kedusha kesef. That there will be a kedusha kesef. That's all you see. V'haki tibusha in kesef be yitzia zuah v'yesh kesef be yitzia cheres. Now what I understand here, according to this question of the Gemara, what is the Gemara suggesting? That what? That so the kesef will remain, but will be tahar. But who's receiving the kesef? What?
In which case, no.
According to the Gemara's question, all I see is yesh kesef lo adonacher. That you have kedusha kesef. But l'dida, the Gemara means l'dida, so the kesef is given to the girl, the Tana, Naira. Well, the Gemara knows that the father is receiving the kesef. He has bailus over her, as beating Hasati Shazeh, that he's going to receive the kesef. He's the one the transaction takes place with. But the Gemara is still suggesting, and the Gemara is going to right away jump on this and say it's not so, it's not counterintuitive, the Gemara says in Svara, but the Gemara is at least suggesting now that the father takes the kesef, she becomes mikudeshes, but then she can end up keeping the kesef. But of course, the kesef, the address of the kesef is still the father. How did you learn? How did you learn to learn the Gemara? The emel adida. What? She gets it? Yeah? Yeah?
By the case, meaning everything's parallel. So it goes to the Amma, and the Amma is a Naira. So she's able to receive.
One second.
There's no problem.
In Kesef, if you would have had Kesef by the Amma, who would it have gone to?
It would have gone to the Amma. Now it's saying
In Kesef, whose Rishus is she leaving?
The other.
Right. So if there would have been Kesef, who would it have gone to?
Not Lo, not to him.
If it would have been kesef, hypothetically, who would have gone to?
The Amma.
She's giving the money.
No, she's going free.
She's giving the money.
She'd buy herself out. If there would be kesef, that means that she would have to give kesef to him, but we're saying no. She becomes a naira, no need to figure out what how many more years are left or whatever. She goes free. In kesef. Chinam. In kesef. Means there would have been kesef, would have gone to the Amma.
Because she would have kept it.
No, but ain't kesef. The Torah says there is no kesef. There's no need to give the adon anything. But yesh kesef wasn't nachid. The Gemara is going to later say ultimately that's how we know that you see the kavasa kalanai, that the issue here is the father. The Gemara gets that point. So the Gemara is right now asking ema l'dida. So she keeps the money. I'm asking you pshat in the Gemara. Does it mean the Gemara means ema l'dida? So she receives the money and she keeps it. Or the Gemara means he receives the money but she ends up keeping it. Now to create the chalos kedushin. Of course, the dealing is with Yah. He's the one that's asserting his control to create the chalos kedushin. You have to deal with him. He's the bailam here, if you will. He's the baldavar. He's the one that you have to deal with. The transaction takes place with the fud. But the question the Gemara is: but how do you know that he keeps the money? That halacha ha'av zakai, that he keeps the money. Nope. She's miskadeshes. The kesef goes to her. The kesef is given into his hands, but then he'll have to surrender the kesef to her. The miskadeshes, she's the one that keeps the money. I hear two ways to learn. It could be it's machokes achronim. I know for sure that Rabbi Miriam learns this way. I just told you right now, but it could be other achronim learn your way. So I'm not saying you're dismissing it completely, but I think there are two ways you can learn the Gemara. I'm going to go this way. Let's see where it takes us. I'm going to assume now, maybe not the way you know I learned, okay? And maybe not the way most of you learned. Anyone learn this way in the Gemara? That, yeah, Avi?
How do you learn Hachi Hashta according to...
Okay, so let's see.
The girl is both receiving and keeping the money.
So that's what Gemara is going to turn around and say. You know, the key Gemara is saying, but you're wrong. It can't be. We know he takes the money. He receives the money. Let's see what the Gemara does in the Terence. Let's hold cup. Let's assume right now that it means, like I just told you, I'm going to read the Gemara. And if you want to try your way, you could try your way. So we're suggesting the Gemara saying, good, you give the money to the Av, but he doesn't keep the money. The Shechia of the Kesef has to be ultimately for her. She's Miskadeshes. She gets the Kesef. She keeps the Kesef. Says the Gemara, no. Here have two Gesos. Here it says, Hachi Ashta, and in Kesubis it says, what? Hashta. Either way, same basic idea. Hachi Hashta means how do you compare it? Or Hashta, Aviyah, Mekaba Kedusha. The father is accepting the Kesef. Dichsiv, the Pasuk says, it's Biti Nasati L'Shazet. The Pasuk describes over there, the father declares in the Parasha Motzi Shemra that I handed over my daughter to this man. So that is an indication the father has a right to Mekadosh his daughter. So it's obvious the father's Mekaba the Kesef. Again, the Shabbos is that Nischadish in the Teretz, so that we always knew. What I'm saying is, Gemara always knew that. What's Nischadish is the rest of the sentence, like Avi suggested. We know the father is Mekabel the Kesef. The father is the one that's going to accept the Kesef, as we know it says, Pasuk Esbid inside Yitzchak. The father is Moser Har for Kedushin, Isha Kakaspa, and she's going to have the Kesef. What?
Where's
Shaka to take. So, let's keep it simple. Let's learn this way. I think the Russian Gemara certainly supports maybe this reading. The Gemara knew that the father is going to receive the money for the Maisa Kedushin. The Gemara was still pressing that maybe subsequently she will be able to be Zocha in the Kesef and have it to use for whatever, for the new marriage, whatever. But the father has to receive the Kesef initially. Says, well, you can't, and therefore, and from the pasuk you don't know otherwise. The pasuk just says yesh kesef. Doesn't say that the father keeps the kesef. You have to give the kesef to the father. Says the Gemara, no, you can't say that because the father is accepting the kesef, as the pasuk says, is biti nesat. So now ishak kaspa, she is going to take the money and hold on to the money. So what's the problem? So what's wrong with that? So here's a very fundamental machlokes l'chor pshat in this lana Gemara. What does it mean? Zot Rashi. The isha kokaspa bitmiya efsher she'al chinam zikol hakasa bekavos kedusha. If the father is mekabel the kedushin, could it be that Torah just gave him the schus without having the privilege of keeping the money? What is Rashi saying? Is there a fundamental problem in svara here? Of the contradiction in terms, the etzem, or it's just that the logic dictates that if the father, if the Torah gave schus A to the father, that schus must certainly entail an additional layer of schus as well. What does that sound from Rashi? Which way? It makes no sense, or just it makes no sense. True, that makes no sense. But the point is, it makes no sense internally. It's a contradiction in terms, or that if the Torah granted this much, the Torah wouldn't have held back and not given them also, you know, the right to have the money as well. That's what Rashi said. Al chinam, just to receive the money. What is that? What is that? Just to have it and then to have to give it up. The Torah gave it to him, gave him the right to be mekadeshar with that kesef, with receiving kesef. Then clearly the Torah must have expanded the schus to also include that he can have the money and use it. By contrast, that's Rashi. If you, and this is the other approach, in the Ritva. Let's look at the Lashon HaRitva here, and how he reads this Gemara's line. Even the Ritva, there's ways to, different ways to read it. Let's take it later. We keep Eger certainly assumed Pshat. The Lashon HaRitva is the following. Okay, Minala de Mikta Bekesa Bekesa Bua, Emoi Dida, Perush, Vidashin and Hachi, En Kesa Bitsia Zura, Vyesh Kesa Bitsia Cheres, Upakina. Hashta via Mekaba Kedushah, the Sivis Bitina Satelisha Zeb, Ishoka Kasta Perush. Guys, have a Ritva? Yeah? Perush. Keva de Zichsaro Torah, Shavashoi the Katsha Balkocha, the Shalomi Daita. If the Torah gave him what privilege? To be Mekadeshah against her will. So what does that show? If the father is a balabas to decide that she can be Mekadeshah, whether she likes it or not, then Iyu Chashiv Makna Baldova. Obviously, he is the Makna here of the Kedusha. He's the Baldova. Ukimamono Iyu Chashiv regarding this matter, she's basically totally like his money. In other words, he's totally the one that's making the transaction. He's the baldover. Who's the condition taking place with? The father. Who's being makna the condition to the baal? The avos. The kevan the ihu having makna. If he's the makna, lo sagi de lo heavy cash for delay. Then there's no other way but to assume that the money is going to be his. The ishaka kaspa, because if you would say she keeps the money, then I cheshul baldover. Then obviously, then who's really the baldover in the condition? She is. And what's the father? What's his role? Shliach. The ena avel kishliach. Then ken hech efshelo katsa balkocha. Then how can you say he could do balkocha? Shliach can't act against the will of the person he's acting on behalf of. In other words, what emerges in this mitzvah is you could present as a chakira. This that the father is mekabel kedusha kesef on behalf of his daughter. Is it Betoras Bailim or Betoras Shliach? Is the Pshat that he's the Baldava? The Kedusha is taking place with him. He's giving over the Kedusha because just like he's selling something of his, a commodity or whatever, so Benogia, this Inyan of Kedusha Bito, it's his Inyan. He's giving over this that he totally has Bailis over. It's not her, she's nothing but, so to speak, that thing that the Av is giving over. Her Kedusha is totally the Av. The Av has total bias over this Indian of Kedusha. So you deal with him. Alternatively, no. The Kedusha is hers. She's a Miskadeshes. What is his role? He's a Shliach. What's the litmus test? Here are two issues to consider. Can be done by Karcha, and whose money? Who keeps the money? If a woman makes a Shliach to Kabbal Kedusha for her, so the money gets given to the Shliach. Who keeps the money? Obviously. What?
Woman.
The woman. He's just a shliach. But by the same token, a shliach cannot act against the wishes of the shaleach. Says the Ritva, that's what's at stake over here. The fact that the father can makabel kedushin bal korcha is the greatest indicator that he's not a shliach. Shliach couldn't act bal korcha. That means that what we have here is he's the total bialim here of this Indian of Kedushin of the daughter. So if that's the case, what's the question? Of course he keeps the kesef. Because you dealt with him. He's giving over the Kedushin Bito, which is totally his jurisdiction. this entire transaction is he's the power broker. So of course he keeps the kesef. No, did Rashi say it? Now you look at Rashi. What did Rashi say? Much more of a different music in Rashi. Rashi's lashon is what? Hashta. Via mekabel kedusha, the isha ko kaspa says Rashi what? Achinam, efshar achinam, zikoa kasuv. Rashi, what is Rashi saying? The fact that he has the right to mekadushar, so going with that is an expansion of that of the schus to the extent that he should keep the money to. Rashi didn't see as inconceivable inherently that the father is mekabel the kedushin and she keeps the kesef. There's nothing per se problematic in that by itself. It's just that if the Torah gave him this, the Torah must have also given him that as well. So what happened to this father of the Ritva? This requires an explanation. So at what point does Rashi differ? What you can suggest, maybe two things. Maybe Rashi holds that the gather of the father's kabbalah's kedushin is what? It's a shliach. But then you have to figure out how can it work about karcha. Okay, to figure out, maybe there's rice, there could be sometimes such a thing. Alternatively, Rashi would accept the fact that he's a bailin, but still there's a chiluk between someone who's selling something which is completely theirs and Kedushay Abbas, where even though he has jurisdiction over the Kedushay Abbas, but who's the miskadeshes? He's the bailin over her Kedushay, but who's the one that became a kadeshes? The girl. So maybe that alone is a basis to differentiate them. The woman is miskadeshes. He is a bialim over her kedushin. But it's her kedushin. It's to say he's a bialim over that. So maybe the kesef could still go to her. Says the Gemara, but if the father already got the schus to do the kedushin, so then he should get the schus to keep the money too. One way or the other, Rashi is not saying what the Ritva is saying. And this is very important, as I say, a very fundamental line of Gemara. How to learn pshat here in the Gemara. And this is going to have very vast ramifications for the whole, length and breadth of the sugya. This question of what the Gemara means, hashta via mekabel kedushah, and so on. Lemashal, could anyone argue in the opposite direction? Perhaps, could you make a case? Well, if you tell me that the money goes to the father, so must be, he has to call to mekadesh the girl. Could you hear such a svar? He's getting the money, so by the same token, Stami, he's the one that has the koach and not her. Could you hear such a svar? If he's getting the money, so according to the Ritva, I could start thinking, no, if he's getting the money, it must be that he's the bailim. If he's the bailim, he can mekadeshar, and maybe she has no right to mekadeshar, so maybe only the father can mekadeshar. You see, he's the bailim. The money went to him, not to her. According to Rashi, there's no way you can start thinking in the other direction, right? The whole point is that if the Torah gave you a schus, the kaddishar, so then the Torah gave you the schus as well to keep the money. So this has to be, I hate to stop in the middle of a Gemara, but Pashat, that's what you have to hard Gemara, you have to read the Gemara carefully in every line. You finish the Gemara, and then start looking at the parallel sugis, the closest thing I gave you over there. A lot of pshat questions have to be sorted out. Before anything else, just to get comfortable with the pshat. Okay, so let me say this for the part.